You're listening to Tech Tent on the BBC World Service with me, Rory Catlin-Jones. Now, this week, the entrepreneur behind the Tesla cars, Elon Musk, made an extraordinary promise to his investors. He said his company would manufacture 500,000 cars a year by 2018. Given the fact that Tesla has missed much smaller production targets in the past, this seemed, well, brave. But as Alison Van Diggelen reports from Silicon Valley, Elon Musk is confident that this time things will be different.
Tesla Motors astounded the auto industry last month when it received over 400,000 reservations for its new Model 3, an affordable all-electric car. In response, Elon Musk, the CEO, just announced a production goal of 500,000 cars by 2018.
My desk is at the end of the production line. I have a sleeping bag in a conference room adjacent to the production line, which I use quite frequently. The whole team is super focused on achieving rate and quality at the target cost. So, you know, I feel very confident in us achieving that goal.
I visited the Tesla factory in Silicon Valley to find out how they can deliver on time and in such huge numbers. Though beloved by fans, Tesla is also notorious for production delays. Last year, the company spent over $1.5 billion in capital. Its cash burn rate looks unsustainable. With General Motors coming out with a long-range electric car later this year and other competitors hot on their heels, Tesla is under pressure to deliver, and fast.
The original end of line used to be right here, this end of the factory, and then we straightened out the line so that we could expand and so that we could increase production.
That's Alexis Georgeson, a Tesla spokesperson who explains the seven-day process that transforms a roll of aluminium into a shiny electric car. The two-week reorg and retooling in 2014 means that Tesla now has over 1,000 state-of-the-art robots, which helped ramp up production by over 100% last year. A separate production line for the Model 3 is planned, and hard lessons from earlier models will help speed up their manufacture, especially more in-house capabilities and more supplier validation.
We're constantly learning and innovating, and the great thing about Tesla is that so much of this is in-house and that we are so nimble.
I asked about the long delays in the Model X, largely caused by the flashy falcon wing doors. What is the trade-off between hubris and caution at Tesla?
You know, our mission is not just to accelerate sustainable energy and sustainable transportation, but to do that, you're innovating and you're creating new features in a vehicle that's never been done before. With that comes natural growing pains.
So what about those cash flow issues?
The thing that is missed there is just the capital and intensive nature of the automotive industry, and especially for a company like Tesla that is ramping production so quickly.
Here's Elon Musk.
Tesla is really hell-bent on being the world's best at manufacturing because what we're trying to do is get as many electric cars on the road as possible. You know, we believe that there is more potential for innovation in manufacturing than there is in the design of the car, by a long shot.
Musk says the first Model 3 deliveries will start in late 2017. If he can prove naysayers wrong again, the majority of Model 3 reservation holders might see their cars coming off the production line in Silicon Valley within the next 2 years.
That report from Alison Van Diggelen. You're listening to Tech Tent on the BBC World Service with me, Rory Catlin-Jones.